to find an easy entry into Krishna consciousness. And I mean with Krishna consciousness here, an exalted state of consciousness where one feels actually the personal presence of the Lord. And in my musings, you could say, or I came to one conclusion that it is easier, it's easiest if the one whom we try to reach makes it possible for us to reach, or to say it in another word, by mercy, it is possible to reach something which is very difficult. There's a verse in our scriptures which say that even a lame man is able to cross mountains if he obtains the mercy of Krishna's most accessible avatar, the Gaura avatar. Even a lame man can cross a mountain. That's not easy. Even a blind man can see the stars sparkling in the night sky if he has the mercy of Krishna's most merciful avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the third blessing, which is especially relevant for a person like me, it says, even a fool can become an eloquent speaker, I believe in English. The language is not mentioned. Even a fool can become an eloquent speaker by that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, here I had my answer. The difficult to obtain Krishna could be easily obtained if Lord Chaitanya or Lord Gaurachandra, the various names of him, is pleased and gives his mercy. So I thought the next step, how do I please Lord Chaitanya in my practical activities? And I found out two things. One is I'm traveling the globe, if you so want, or and try to raise awareness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by giving Gaura Lila or Gaura meditations. Yes, you have heard the last word is meditation. We will meditate this evening about Lord Chaitanya. It will be very, I think, very rewarding for all of us. In the second way I thought I could please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to do my little attempt, that which is in my own capabilities, to raise an awareness of his amazing gift, that process which Lord Chaitanya came to reveal, that is the chanting of the holy name. So this evening I will do the first, I will do the Gaura, give a Gaura meditation evening. I do this regularly and it is broadcasted on Mayapur TV, and if I'm correctly informed, this evening we will also address hopefully many people who will join us through the Mayapur TV. That is true. Good. Fine, then before I start, I want to say, if you have children, that they are gifts of God, they are jewels to be taken care of with utmost attention. So if you see that they are restless, and because I fail to reach their full attention, then in the interest of the evening and all the others, because we will do meditations, you might, please take them to a peaceful room and take care of their needs in all possible ways. You can later listen to the recordings, but please, when the children begin to become restless, don't ignore them and think they will become silent. It will not happen. They will become more restless, and then please take them to a place and take care of them peacefully.
Good. Well, this looks really like a flower arrangement. The spring has entered the Bhaktivedanta manor this evening by Sri Rams, who's in a spring mood. Springful mood. arrangement. Thank you for this, your decorative skills this evening. Thank you.
And then what should we chant afterwards? So I request you. We all had a long, long day. Many impressions have come to us. Now please exit your busy life for just an hour and enter this devotional program, which will rejuvenate and nourish your soul. Please be fully with us. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Kunyavi Adi. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Barada Ri. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varada Hari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaran Jana. Yasoda Nandana Braja jana janana. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jamuna tira vanachari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, a little more than 500 years ago, something very important happened here in this world. The Lord appeared in a very special and hidden form. This time he didn't appear with his chakra, his club, lotus flowers, the conch shell, and all those special signs of his godhood. Now this time he appeared in a hidden form as his devotee. Krishna had thought earlier, it's Kali Yuga and the people of the world are so occupied with their fears, with their desires, with their unlimited plans for happiness, that they have very little time and opportunity to think of the actual goal of human life, that is to become self-realized, to become devotees, to become happy in love. So I must come in a special incarnation and teach them. I will teach them by showing what they should do. I will come as my own devotee. And I will teach them a very simple process to come back to me in the spiritual world. Just by chanting my holy names, they will be able to become free from their reactions to their karma, and they will develop prema, or love of Krishna. So let us respond, let us reciprocate by taking his gifts chanting the holy name. And chanting it not just on the side, not just because that's what we do when we come to the temple, but chanting it with absorption, with devotion, chanting it in a way that addresses him. We want to address the Lord. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
time, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Nita Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Gokula Nanda Radha, Gokula Nanda Radha. Gaura Pemalani, Adi Adi Mo.
Gavi Chandav. I'm tempted to give you this garland, but it's a difficult operation to get it off my chest. Let us start our Gaura meditation this evening with an auspicious invocation, a Mangal Archana, which calls upon this assembly of devotees, divine blessings. Blessings so that you find the strength in your life to move on, to overcome obstacles on your way. Divine blessings which help you, that your heart finds peace and love, and that negativity or anxieties leave you.
Ritva prenava bhakti shashya vitate sanjivani svagama rambika mataparito dahadama nivishva pagolasin duran me marushakino pisharasi Pavaya Buyat Prabha Si Chaitanya Kripa Nirankusha Maha Madhurya Kadambini.
My dear devotees, let me tell you about the causeless mercy of this special avatar. It comes like the monsoon shower. It rains down without considering who is qualified to get wet and who is not qualified. It is independent. And when this mercy comes on the field of the devotee's heart, 9 types of grains start to sprout and come out of the earth. It is the 9 forms of devotional service. Yes, when the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, your Shravan becomes empowered, your Kirtan becomes empowered, your remembrance of Krishna grows, your service of his lotus feet grows. This mercy has the special quality that it makes your heart cool. Not in the modern sense, where you are cool,
when you have special Nike sport shoes. No, it makes your heart cool in exactly the opposite way. The heat of your material desires, including unnecessary shoes, goes away very quickly. This mercy fills the world with love, and we want to pray. May the nectar cloud of this mercy also rain down on my dried tree, which is growing far away in the desert of material existence. May this rain come on the dried up tree of my devotion, and may it help my devotion and my bhakti to sprout. My dear devotees, today we will hear something about the extraordinary mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left his devotees who loved him more than their own breath. Everyone loves breathing, no? When the breathing stops, oh, then you die. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was more beloved to the residents of Navadvip than their own breath. After Lord Chaitanya left them and threw them into an ocean of longing, he went like a maddened lion to the house of Advaita. And there, at the house of Advaita, he saw one more time the devotees of Navadvip. First and foremost, one very special devotee. It was she who in a previous life was Yashoda. It was she who in a previous incarnation was Devahuti. It was his own mother, Sachi. When mother Sachi saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we discussed this in our last Gora meditation, she cried because his beautiful hair was shaved. Lord Chaitanya was dressed in a very simple garment which was covering his waist. And that was all. He walked barefoot. He was now an ascet. Ascet means ascetic person. He had given up all the comforts. Possessionless, he wandered the world. And for Mother Sachi, this was extremely sad. When Lord Chaitanya saw his mother crying, he said, "Oh mother, out of my youthfulness, I made a very hasty decision. I left you to take sannyas. If you order me now, come back and stay at home, I will do it. Mother, my life is in your hands. Give me an order what you desire." Mother Sachi at that time had said, "Although it breaks my heart to see you leave, I know you must do this to save the world. I only have one request. May you live at Jagannath Puri. Navadvip and Jagannath Puri are like two rooms in the same house. One can move very easily from one to the other. When you go to Jagannath Puri, I will live by hearing daily news about you. I used to live only by seeing your lotus feet. I used to find joy by you telling me, Mother, I'm so hungry, please cook squash in milk for me. And I would cook it immediately. But now I will only survive if I can hear regularly your news. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had agreed to this, and he had started after some days for Puri. But then there was another problem. Advaitacharya, the best amongst the devotees, walked with him. He was old, passed beyond his 70 years, 70 plus he was. He walked with him. He could barely catch up to the fast walking of the Lord. And he said, My Lord, if you leave me, I will die. And all these devotees, other devotees of yours, they will also die. And Lord Chaitanya saw the old man calling after him, Don't leave me, I will die. He slowed his step. He smiled and he waited for Advaita to catch up. And then he said, smilingly, Listen, Advaita Acharya. Because of your pure love for me, I will never leave you. I never leave anyone who loves me. I choose to stay with those who have chosen to stay with me. You should understand that I'll always take your love with me along with wherever I go. And in order to make the point clear, that he would take Advaita Acharya and his love with him, Lord Chaitanya took his outer cloth. He didn't have such an opulent cloth. It was just here. And before Advaita Acharya's eyes, he tied a knot in his cloth. And he said, This knot of love shows you the love which I have for you and all my devotees. Imagine the Lord stands before you. He makes a knot in his dhoti and he says, My dear so-and-so, this knot in my cloth represents the love which I always have for you. It is an unbreakable knot. This knot is showing that I love you, Nimai. Nimai, when you hear this, you will be electrified as if you have stepped on a live wire. This is a Krishna. I don't know if I should open this knot or leave it. Maybe I should leave it for the lecture to make the point clear. Lord Chaitanya had said, Listen, Acharya, I am controlled by your love. Always remember our pastimes together. This we had discussed on our last Gaura Lila, or Gaura meditation. Now, we want to accompany Lord Chaitanya to a very special pastime. On his way to Puri, Lord Chaitanya visited many holy places and many temples. There he would surprise the temple residents by dancing in ecstatic love for many hours. That dancing was something else. The tears of love would squirt out of the eyes of the Lord, like water comes out of a water pistol or water hose. And the devotees were showered and sprinkled with this love. And this was going on for many hours. You cannot ask from where did all this water come from, because Lord Chaitanya is the origin of the material elements, including water. So no problem. So one of the temples was the temple in Rimuna. When we were together with the devotees from the College of Vedic Studies in Goloka Dham, we had a wonderful time, my dear devotees. Goloka Dham showed its most friendly side to the devotees from England by bathing them in the sunshine, which is so rare to get in Great Britain. We heard there how Lord Chaitanya visited the temple in Rimuna, and I will here only therefore give a summary so that the other devotees hear. It will also refresh the memory of all of you. Lord Chaitanya had heard the pastime which he was sharing with the devotees from his own spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri had told him of the great soul Madhavendra Puri, who happened to be his own guru. And he had discussed with Lord Chaitanya, or had told Lord Chaitanya, how Madhavendra Puri had loving pastimes with the Lord. These pastimes have made it into the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? Because when a devotee hears how another devotee is blessed by Krishna and obtains the mercy of Krishna, he gets hope in his heart, hope that one day he will also get a shower, a monsoon shower of mercy. Hearing how Krishna interacts with his various devotees is life-giving for us, because it gives us the hope which is necessary that our faith evolves from weak faith to a very strong faith. No? That is a faith builder. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu went into the temple and he paid obeisances to the deity of Gopinath. And as he paid his obeisances, Gopinath slightly moved his head, just like this. And his flower crown flew from the top of his head to where Lord Chaitanya was paying his obeisances, and it just fell on his head. And when Lord Chaitanya came out of the obeisances, he had the flower crown of God on his head, which was the right place of this crown, because he is our Supreme Lord. Imagine one of you makes his obeisances before the deity of Gopinath and Gokulananda, and Gokulananda goes, yip, and then his turban comes on your head. then you really look attractive. Then you really look like good news. So that happened. So he was very pleased with this flower crown, Lord Chaitanya, and he danced and chanted with his devotees. But then he sat down and said, "My dear devotees, it is night time, but I want to tell you what happened here a few centuries ago." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated the story of Madhavendra Puri, which he had heard from his own guru, Ishvara Puri. And to give pleasure to your hearts, and more than that, to give faith to your hearts, and even more than giving pleasure and faith to you, this story, listening to this story, will strengthen your faith. It will make you a more regular visitor of Bhaktivedanta Manor. It will help you to become more conscious in the own worship of your home deities. Because by this particular narration, Lord Chaitanya wanted to establish the deity of Krishna responds your love. And even more, Krishna, who is so difficult to obtain, who's only to be seen with purified senses on the highest level of prema bhakti, Krishna comes into this world in a way that we can see him with these eyes, and that we can even get intoxicated, yes, by the remnants of his transcendental footsteps, including the famous Bhaktivedanta Manor milk sweets. One night, while Madhavendra Puri stayed in Govardhan, the Lord appeared in a dream and said, "Listen, I have been buried here nearby, and my body feels great heat from staying under the earth in the heavy summer. Please get me out of here. Build me a temple and give me something to eat." The next morning, before anyone was awake, Madhavendra Puri, still moved by the dream, went up very early. He took a quick shower in Govindakund and then went to the village of Anyur and woke the people up. "What an unearthly time. You're waking us," protested the villagers. "We are hardly have started to sleep." They've already slept a long time, but... No, you wake up. You come with me. The Lord has called it." "What? The Lord has called?" "Yes, he is I know where he's buried. Bring your shovels and instruments for agricultural excavation, and we will find him and bring him out of the earth." They all came. And when they went to the designated spot, they removed the earth, and soon they saw a hand coming from the earth. "Woo! The Lord is here," they exclaimed, and they dug a beautiful deity of the Lord out of the earth. They installed the deity. They called him Naji, Lord Ji. Nad means Lord. They arranged a festival. For many months the festival was going on, and each day another village came and cooked for the Lord massive amounts of food. After all, he was lying in the earth for so long. And they brought sweet rice and each village donated many cows so that the cow herd of Naji increased to millions of cows. Yes. Then one fine day, the Lord appeared a second time in Madhavendra Puri's dream. And he said, I'm hot. I'm hot, 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 hot. And the heat doesn't leave my body. For so long I was buried. I don't know if some of you have gone in summer to Vrindavan. You can't go barefoot on the street. Your feet become prakoras. They are so, the ground is so hot. They're cooked and boiled. And they come out of shape. So this is how hot the ground is. So Madhavendra Puri said, my Lord, in the dream he said, my Lord, you know you are everything for me. How can I make your body cool? So only one way, said the Lord. Go to Jagannath Puri, where there is a lot of sandalwood, which has come for the worship of Jagannath from the Malaya hills, and get me some of the sandalwood, and in the hot summer, grind the sandalwood and apply it to my body. That will cool me. Next day, Madhavendra Puri had chosen some pujaris to represent him and his worship, and he was on his way. He walked barefoot to Puri in order to get the required sandalwood. Now, on his way, something important happened. What happened, said the devotees who were standing, sitting around Lord Chaitanya, who was explaining everything in even greater detail. Here I can only give you a summary. What happened? Nityananda said, I want to know what happened. See, said Lord Chaitanya, when Gopinath saw the devotion in Madhavendra Puri's heart, he was charmed. Madhavendra Puri had heard that Lord Gopinath was worshipped every day by 12 pots of specially prepared kheer, special recipe. He got this offering of kheer after the evening aarti, you know, around this time. And he would eat this kheer. After all, he's a cowherd boy. He likes make preparations. And in the evening, one can sleep better when one has good kheer. You know, kheer, I can tell you, it can even make an elephant sleep. It's so intense, the preparation. If you have sleep disorders, sweet rice, one bowl of sweet rice in the night, and you enter stone-like sleep. Hare Krishna, but you will not be able to wake up in the morning. Or when you wake up, you have doubled in size. So, Hare Krishna. So, Madhavendra Puri had heard about this preparation, and in his mind, he thought, I would like to taste it, because maybe a similar preparation can be offered to Gopal, who's also known as Nachi, at Govardhan. So with this idea, he observed the evening aarti of the Lord. But then, towards the end of the aarti, he thought, oh no, what has come over me? I'm supposed to be a sannyasi, and here I want to taste sweet rice. Just imagine the level of renunciation. He said, I have become a vishayi, a sense enjoyer. And with great disappointment, he left right after the last conchal blast, and he went to the, it was dark by now, to the marketplace and sat under a table there and in desperation chanted, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. When the priest had offered, you know, had done his last services, he removed the pots of sweet rice. But he only found 11 pots. Oh, strange, he thought. I thought I brought 12 pots. But where is the 12th one? I have only 11. He went. He gave the pots to the place from where they are distributed, and then went to bed. Now in the night, Gopinath appeared to him and said, I stole the missing pot. You will find it behind my dhoti. I stole it for this wonderful devotee, Madhavendra Puri. Take it and deliver it to him. He's under a table on the marketplace chanting. So the pujari quickly took a shower, entered the deity room with a little light, and lo and behold, when he went behind the dhoti, he found the pot of sweet rice. Gopinath, you are wonderful, even in your stealing. So he took that pot, went to the marketplace and shouted, is there anyone by the name Madhavendra Puri? Gopinath has stolen a pot of sweet rice. Please tell, come and make yourself known to me. You are the most fortunate receiver of Gopinath's stealing. Madhavendra Puri heard this and he came forward. With great love, he took this sweet rice. The pujari offered his obeisances and left. Madhavendra Puri ate that sweet rice. And in the morning he thought, oh my God, the pujari will tell that the Lord stole something from me. And fame and prestige, it's like the stool of a pig for me, untouchable. I do not want that I am praised. I want to dedicate all my life for the praise and glory of the Lord. So he left early in the morning to Jagannath Puri and begged for sandalwood. And by the Lord's mercy, 42 kgs of sandalwood were given to him, and with it the papers so that he could pass the toll stations, which were heavily placed. It was a land under foreign rule. So he went back to the he carried this. Not he, he had two servants, so they carried this load of sandalwood, and on their way to back to Vrindavan, they again passed Ramuna. Now Gopal or Naji in Vrindavan knew that under great inconvenience, Madhavendra Puri carried this heavy load with him in the summer. And he also knew that there was a lot of toll stations to pass. And Gopal chose to appear for the third night, for the third time, to Madhavendra Puri. It's called a spukti, a direct appearance, which may look like a dream, but it is not created by the dream factory of the mind. It's an appearance of the Lord in the mind. And he said, "My dear Madhavendra Puri, I will lighten your burden of carrying sandalwood. You just smear the sandalwood on Gopinath's body. I live here in Vrindavan, Gopinath and Ramuna, but we are exactly the same. And if you offer the sandalwood to Gopinath, I will be cooled. This is my wish." So Madhavendra Puri stayed there, had stayed there. He had immediately followed the order, and he personally, with servants, ground good sandalwood paste, which was applied on the transcendental body of Lord Gopinath. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered Madhavendra Puri and the exchange of transcendental love between him and Gopal and Gopinath. There's so much more to tell about Madhavendra Puri. When Lord Chaitanya praised Madhavendra Puri, he cried, and exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there. Imagine, I become overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion. That's still a long way to go. But just imagine, and I start to run to Prabhupada's at Alta, and I start to look at you and say, "Hurry, hurry!" And boom, run back to the deity room and steal a few Maha sweets. And then run towards the clock. "Hurry, hurry! Why do you sit and look so at me? I'm not strange, you are strange. Chant the name! Love, love, love! Krishna!" You would feel highly inspired. So with the but as I'm a poor soul and lifetimes away from transcendental ecstasy, I will tell you only about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was trembling. He was perspiring. He had not miserable tears, but jubilant tears. He sometimes faded in his bodily luster. Yeah, he was golden, but then he became all of a sudden white. And sometimes he was full of joy and sometimes full of humility. When the deity was laid down to rest, finally, the priest offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya, remembering Madhavendra Puri and his carefulness, said, "5 pots are enough. Take the remaining 7. And he distributed these pots to his devotees. "Who of you, my dear devotees, has been in Ramuna and eaten the sweet rice from Ramuna? Who?" "Oh, no one. I hope in our internet community someone has, because someone who has not eaten the sweet rice of Gopinath has not even started to live. Or if he has started to live, he's still very green behind his ears. That sweet rice, my dear devotees, is imbued with the sweetness of the Lord. I'm not saying it sensationally. I'm not lying to you. But anyone who eats this sweet rice is feeling something of the divine love of the Lord. Because remember, This is the sweet rice which was stolen by God. To give it to his dear devotees. So, at the final conclusion of this evening, I would love to give you this sweet rice, but it is not possible. I can only remind you of the knot in the dhoti of the Lord, who said, "I carry your love with me always. In this way, I carry you with me." But I have something which I want to share with you. I want to share with you a meditation on Lord Chaitanya, a short meditation which will give great, great happiness to your heart. I will request Kalindi, our talented flute player. Oh, you are already here. Good, good. To be here. Maybe you should sit so that you can watch the keys of Gaur Krishna. Just some technical information. Bada Hari's melody, when I give you a sign, and play softly so that Kalindi can catch the melody. Would you like to meditate?
Yes.
Why? You know, when you meditate, a subject matter comes closer to you. Just by hearing, we get something. But if we meditate, we get more. If we meditate about Lord Chaitanya, we get more of his presence. And if we then chant the holy name in all earnestness, we get most. So we will do all this. Ready? I request you all to sit tall. Find a comfortable position. It is very good if you are on the... I mean, it is totally... The same effect is there on the chairs, but please try to sit straight without straining yourself. Relax your hands and put them palms facing upwards on your knees. When you are ready, close your eyes. But if you belong to those who, when they close their eyes, they start to chant the midnight raga, it means falling asleep, don't close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Those of you who watch us through Mayapur TV, you may also for a moment stop what you're doing parallel and just participate. It will be very good for you. Inhale. And exhale. When you exhale, make sure that all the air is breathed out. Do this for a few times. Inhale and exhale. If your mind should wander, as it will most properly, gently, very gently, bring it back to your breathing.
in and out. When you breathe in, tell yourself, be aware that you're breathing in. When you breathe out, be aware that you exhale. Now bring your awareness to your heart space. Imagine there's a moon there, an extraordinary moon with a golden color. Its rays expand on each inhale. More light comes on each inhale, and the light returns to the moon on an exhale. Do this a few times. As you inhale, the golden moon's light expands. As you exhale, the light returns. Let your mind, your heart, become infused with divine light. You all have seen deities of Lord Chaitanya, his golden body. You've seen maybe first class exquisite paintings, seen his golden body. Now in your mind's eye, see Lord Chaitanya's golden body. See the golden complexion emanating from his limbs. And see the knot of love in his cloth, which he tied for his dear devotee Advaita Acharya. See his beautiful feet as they touch the ground. See him walking slowly, staggering as if intoxicated. And then see him racing down the path like Gaura Singha, the lion Gaura. See him raising the two golden arms. See him trembling as he dances and loudly calls out, Hari Hari. See him overcome with ecstatic bliss, laughing. Dancing. And now see his two large lotus eyes, we will sing now to Lord Chaitanya. And his lotus eyes rest on us.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
to the altar and face the deities.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Ramo, 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 Ram Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
come together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.